Climate change is a topic that's increasingly becoming part of the discussion about rebuilding paradise. And last week, it was a large focus as Chico State held its annual This Way to Sustainability conference. There, NSPR's Dave Shlom spoke with fire survivors of both the Camp and Carr fires. Here's part of that discussion.
Well, of course, you know, everybody knows about what happened in Paradise and up at Whiskeytown in Redding. They know that you've gone through this traumatic experience, and people are, you know, they're well intentioned, but sometimes they will ask you questions or you'll get asked the same thing over and over again to the point where you're like, okay, I've got to answer this again. I've got to go through this again. And any of you can answer this, maybe one or two of you. Is there something that people ask you like a lot where you're just like, okay, here comes that question again?
I'll pass this on after I give my share, because I feel like something about your home, I'm sure, is a really difficult question to keep answering over and over. I get asked if I'm still a nurse, and that kind of hits home for me because a nurse is part of my identity, and I am not working in the emergency room right now. It's a hard question to answer because I take it offensively, or I'm offended by it sometimes. And I know that people are well, you know, they mean well. But that's a hard question to answer because it just really makes it very real that something was ripped away from me. And so the loss of that, you know, that hospital kind of made me the nurse that I am. And so the loss of that is really hard. And that question, I just try to reframe it, explaining I will always be a nurse no matter what I'm doing. That's part of who I am. So that question is just a little bit hard for me sometimes.
That reminds me of all of the educators in Paradise, the teachers, you know, that had students that they cared for every day, that they were shepherding through the school year, and then suddenly to have that taken away. And your purpose every day to get up as a teacher, that you've got these kids, you've got to teach, and all of a sudden, you know, where what am I going to do? Am I going to have this job? You know, so I also feel for the educators in the community and everybody, but that was something that struck me personally.
Absolutely. I don't think I'm alone in how I feel about that question. And that's part of the beauty of our community is everybody, since we're all sharing this experience together, there's always somebody who can relate to your experience. So it's helpful.
Anybody else want to share any, like a misconception people have or anything? It's okay if you don't.
I just want to say that, I have not really grown tired of anybody's questions or anything, but I've been actually really very grateful that people continue to care and continue to ask me about, you know, how we're doing and what happened to us. And one of the hardest things for me has been how generous people have been. I'm not used to, you know, accepting so much generosity. And that, amazingly enough, has been so overwhelming sometimes that it's been difficult to continue to say thank you very much and accept people's generosity, because Chico just came to the rescue in so many ways. The people of this town were so amazing in so many ways that it was almost hard to handle.
Anybody else got something they really want to share?
I wanted to say, I get asked a lot about rebuilding in Paradise, and I think it's an important question, and it usually stimulates a good conversation about, if so, like, how should we rebuild? Should it be a whole new infrastructure? Should it be with sustainability in mind? Should it be with affordable housing solutions? Many people up there that have been displaced not only have nowhere to go, but sort of need an affordable solution up there. So I think the rebuilding of Paradise question is a really important one. And thinking about an opportunity now for sustainable ideas starting from scratch is something that's definitely being discussed up there.
Yeah, no easy answers there.
I'm so glad that you said that, because the fire that we experienced in Shasta County was not as catastrophic as what you experienced here, but that is a question that people are dealing with, obviously, where we are. And the answer is complex, and it has so many facets to it. And, you know, one of the things that has been, so my son goes to the only school that was impacted by the fire where we are out in the western side of 299. And, you know, we had like 40% of the folks who work with my husband lost their homes. All of my neighbors had their houses burned down. His teachers lost their homes. This question keeps coming up, and we know it's not the last time the fire is going to come through. And so, but people need housing now. And people are underinsured, and everybody's situation is different and unique. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, creating forums for there to be conversation for people to talk about their own unique experience will really help us to expand the possibility of solutions, so that, because there's not one size fits all for folks. I think that's really important. So thank you for mentioning.
I'd like to move on to one of the major themes of this conference. And, you know, it's important to realize that catastrophic wildfires have been happening in California since I was a little boy. But these fires have taken on a whole new dimension, and definitely a major player in all this is climate change. And I'd like to know what your perspectives are. Like, how has this changed your perspective on this existential threat? You know, after having experienced, you know, the direct impact of climate change in your lives.
I knew a lot about climate change. I was actually teaching a course here at Chico State in justice and global issues last semester. And so the first global issue we discussed was climate change. It seemed the most important thing to talk about. So we were talking about it all semester. I have to admit, though, that in my mind, I was thinking of this as a future problem. You know, that this was somewhere else, the ice caps, or, you know, the coastal areas, and, you know, the water's going to rise. I mean, all of that stuff. It wasn't really in my consciousness as a present problem the way it was after November 8th, because it came knocking at my back door and burned down my town. And that viscerally put me in a place of understanding that we are in the middle of climate change. This is not something that's coming. It's here. And that's how it changed for me.
Yeah. And I agree. I think that, you know, we all talk about our children having to deal with it, and that's big enough to be scared, obviously. But I agree that it is here now. And you see that with all the hurricanes and the snowstorms and everything else. And being somebody who has lived through a natural disaster, it just makes it all that more real. And I think that I've been compelled to share my story so people can hear it, because I think when you relate on a human level, that's when it hits home. And that's when people are motivated to make change. I can't stand up here and spew off a bunch of statistics on climate change, although I wish that I could. But I feel like I have a voice in that I survived, and that I can share my story and, you know, just explain that it is something that you never want somebody to have to experience. And unfortunately, it will continue to happen. So I feel like the best thing we can do is to keep it, you know, in the spotlight and keep the conversation going and do what we can to help support each other. But sometimes it's still very surreal that it is my life, even though time's moving on and things are improving and our community's growing and coming together and wounds are starting to heal, hopefully, but it's still very surreal.
Anything you guys want to add to that?
I just had a thought that had come to mind. It mm-hmm. became so very apparent. Like she had said something that, you know, you would think would be in the future or, you know, another time, another place. But the very fact that this was the first week of November, and to see a fire act that way and completely, you know, at that velocity and that
ferocity,
yeah. That is the word. Okay. The way that fire like came through there in November, and just the impact that it had directly, indirectly to so many people in this one community was really just a wake up call that, you know, the effect from climate change on our, you know, wildfires and natural disasters is it's really close to home.
That was NSPR's Dave Shlom speaking with Susan Dobra, Chelsea West, Melissa Darnell, and Luigi Balsamo at Chico State's This Way to Sustainability conference last Friday. All are survivors of the camp and car fires. You can watch the full interview at mynspr.org.